Hello, this is Monitor 67. Brad Crandall here for Ed McMahon. In just 2 minutes, Kurt Gowdy will pass along a hot tip for you freshwater fishermen. First, let's hear some Monitor music. Here's Don Costa with Iliad, Darling. Next, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Keykafer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, and by Zebco Sports Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Every sport has its special tricks, and there's a hot new fishing trick for 1967. We'll hear all about it from Homer Circle, the special features editor of Sports Afield, right after this message.
Every once in a while, you hear someone say, sure, a Mercury outboard's fast, but it won't last. Like some other things people say, that just isn't true. Sure, Mercs are built to perform. They've won more races and set more speed and endurance records than all other outboards put together. But Mercury also builds the world's most reliable outboards. Otherwise, how could they ever have won all those races? You know, you can't win a race unless you finish. One other thing. Mercury still holds the world's outboard endurance record. 50,000 miles non-stop at an average speed of over 30 miles an hour. Mercury set this record 9 years ago, and so far nobody's even come close. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all nine quiet new Mercuries from 1967. 3.9 to 110 horsepower. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
Homer, you've got a hot new fishing trick for 1967. What is it?
Kurt, I've been watching this thing coming on as I get around the continent here for the last, let's say 3 or 4 years. And I see an old-timer here and a veteran fisherman there using this thing sort of secretively. Actually, it's about 40 years old to my knowledge because it's a trick used by catfish fishermen back in my home state of Ohio when I was a youngster. And the whole thing is based on the fact that big fish are wary feeders. Now, the average fellow in fishing, let's say a minnow or a gob of worms or in fishing a lure, like the jigging worm, he goes right to the bottom where the big fish are. Now, this is a known fact.
This is a plastic worm.
That's right.
Right.
So in fishing a plastic worm or in fishing even live bait, what they usually do is attach the weight to the lure. Now, a wary feeder picks up this plastic worm or the minnow, and if he's feeding on a day when he's sort of finicky, he'll drop it. You can feel him drop it. And I've heard these fellows say he dropped my lure.
This doesn't feel right to him. Doesn't feel natural.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when fish are dropping your lure? The whole trick is, for 1967, I think we'll produce the biggest fish in this country, a sliding sinker on that lure. Now, a sliding sinker is nothing more than any type of sinker that has an eye through which a piece of monofilament will slide easily.
In other words, the sinker slides up and down the line depending on the position where you're casting. If the lure that you're fishing with is on the bottom, the fish picks it up and carries the lure away, or the bait, the sinker slides, and then it's a free lure bait, right?
I couldn't have said it better, Kurt.
So rigging it up is very simple, then.
Very simple, whether you're using a plastic worm, which most fellows use today for fishing the bottom, or a pork eel, or a live minnow. You impale this lure on your hook on the end, and you have this sliding sinker right against it, and preferably a monofilament line. So when the fish picks up the lure, the sinker stays where it is, and he slides the line and runs with this weightless, natural-feeling bait.
Homer, would you use this sliding sinker all the time in this type of fishing?
No, Kurt, because it's a bit more cumbersome to cast than a weight in the lure that you're casting. So I would start out with the weighted jig worm and face that. But if they aren't taking that because you feel them dropping it, then, for heaven's sakes, go to that sliding sinker.
And this is the answer when they're dropping the bait.
It's a deadly answer.
What species of fish do you like to go after with a sliding sinker technique?
Well, of course, number one is old bigmouth bass himself,
right.
Largemouth. And he's the fish that gives you more acrobatics and more solid strikes and more thrill than any fish I know of in fresh water. But one more thing I'd suggest, and that is northern pike. Here's a brawling, mean fish with a mouthful of teeth you want to respect, but still he's a strong fish. And fish him on the bottom with this type of rig also.
And there it is, 1967's hottest fishing trick from Homer Circle, the special feature editor of Sports Afield. And this is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors. How would you like to win a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup? How about $2,500 cash to boot? This combination is a grand prize in Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes. You could win it or one of 2,500 other great prizes. All you do is visit your Zepco dealer and fill out an entry blank, no obligation. So look for the dealer who has Zepco fishing tackle and Redhead sporting equipment and enter the Zepco $25,000 sports stakes. Void where prohibited by law. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy is a regular weekend feature here on the Monitor Beacon.
Big Town, USA, crossroads of the world, capital of business, commerce, and industry, most heavily populated area of the United States, stretching from Pennsylvania to Connecticut and Rhode Island, from upstate New York to southern New Jersey. Big Town, moving, living, breathing. Big Town, changing from moment to moment. Big Town, happening 24 hours a day. And the sound of Big Town happening is yours on WNBC, the voice of Big Town USA.
Come alive. You're in the Big Wilson Regeneration. Mornings from 5 to 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Brad Crandall here for Monitor 67 with Al Kapp just 4 minutes away with his solution to the problem of cutting public figures down to size. First, Monitor music. Here are Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet to sing Mame.
Mame?
Yeah, sugar dumpling.
Come here, I got something to tell you.
Well, I'm listening, honey. Go ahead.
You coax the blues right out of the horn.
You mean little Mame.
You charm the husk right off of the corn.
I'm all ears.
You got the banjo strumming and the plunking and the tune to beat the band.
The whole plantation's humming since I brought Dixie back to Dixieland.
Such modesty. You make the cotton easy to pick.
Cotton picking May.
You give my old man julep a kick.
Southern comfort day.
You make the old magnolia tree blather at the mention of your name. You made me feel alive again.
I've given you the drive again.
Well, man.
up, revive again, man. You have brought that cakewalk back in a style.
This is Keenan Wynn. Right now at Indianapolis Speedway, the excitement is fantastic. And there's big news from the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related.
Big name at Indy is still Mario Andretti. Andretti's record speed of 168.982 miles per hour won in the pole position for this year's race. Could the Wynn's radiator stop leak in his car have had something to do with it? It sure did. As speeds at Indy increase, so does the strain on these racing cars. Pressures build up in the cooling system that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. That's why Andretti, like so many other Indy drivers, relies on Wynn's radiator stop leak. You can buy this same Wynn's radiator stop leak to protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy, it'll work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. Look for Wynn's where you get gas or service. Next on Monitor, Al Capp, our expert on nothing with opinions on everything. Today, his opinion deals with miniature TV sets and their effect on the viewer.
Anyone who is embarrassed by our high public officials on television, and that would include anyone who's ever seen a high public official on television, can easily change his reaction from embarrassment to affectionate amusement by watching all news and public event programs on one of those tiny new TV sets. On a 21-inch screen, a remark from Robert Welch is apt to make your blood boil. On a 5-inch screen, he's adorable. On a 21-inch screen, some people sometimes feel like throttling George Lincoln Rockwell. On a 5-inch screen, you want to cuddle him. What's embarrassing about seeing human faces, human size, on big screen TV is that one expects them to talk human talk, but reduced to the size of insects, the things they say sound perfectly natural. And it's not nearly so alarming getting your big news on little TV. Now, I was one of the very few people in America who wasn't worried one bit about the possibility that World War III may have started when the president came on TV to tell us he'd bombed Haiphong. On that tiny screen, he was an adorable little creature trying to say something hilariously grown up. And this is Al Capp telling you how to reduce big worries to little chuckles, speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
I think it's only fair to remind you that a small TV set does keep the kids just as quiet as a big one.
Yeah?
Excuse me, sir. This is Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, carrying a message from the bell system.
Carrying what?
Well, all the smart people who called ahead for weekend reservations are in their rooms now, and there's one room left. You want it?
No, I love it here in the broom closet.
Oh, that's strange. No wonder you didn't call ahead.
What are you doing? Let me out of here. You some kind of an...
For all you people who want to stay in a nice room, call ahead. You broom closet fans, keep your arrival a secret.
Kiss and Cousins, make like your family doctor and listen to your heart.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting beautiful Tippi Hedren. And everyone's talking about your exciting performance in the movie A Countess from Hong Kong, Tippi.
Oh, I thank you, Army. It was a thrill making it.
Remember when I visited you on the set in London?
Oh, indeed I do. Wasn't that a cold, blustery day?
Awful.
You know, this is what I like, being in the warm sun and getting a tan with Coppertone.
So you've joined the Tannables, eh, Tippi?
Yeah, of course. I found Coppertone gives a better tan.
Yes, it's enriched to make your skin more tannable and to help prevent dryness, too.
I'll tell you something else, Army. I found that my skin was in so much better condition in the summer from using Coppertone that I use it all year round now as a body moisturizer.
That's a beauty secret the girls will thank you for.
Well, it's no secret that I'm a Coppertone fan.
Tan, don't burn. Wouldn't you say, Tippi?
I'd say, tan, don't burn, use Coppertone, Army.
And you're right. Thanks, Tippi Hedren.
Now, more Monitor Music. Here's Andre Castellanos with Born Free. Tune with Monitor 67, the place on your dial for music, news, sports, and comedy, wherever you are or wherever you go in the USA. In central Pennsylvania, our friends catch us on station WRAK, Williamsport. Let's step aside for a moment right here and let all our NBC stations identify themselves, and then we'll be back.
This is Joe Garagiola. For a weekend look at what's new in the sports world, join me every Saturday and Sunday on Monitor on NBC Radio.
Thank you.
is Monitor 67. I'm your host, Brad Crandall, with a lineup for this half hour that includes an interview with evangelist Billy Graham about his recent trip to Vietnam and a humorous look at Party Going by Nichols and May. But first, in the music department, let's hear one of the biggest and fastest-selling hits of recent memory. Sinatra and Sinatra singing Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right before. I practiced every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you.
This is Keenan Wynn. Right now at Indianapolis Speedway, the excitement is fantastic. And there's big news from the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa,
to whom I am not related.
Big name at Indy is still Mario Andretti. Andretti's record speed of 168.982 miles per hour won in the pole position for this year's race. Could the Wynn's radiator stop leak in his car have had something to do with it? It sure did. As speeds at Indy increase, so does the strain on these racing cars. Pressures build up in the cooling system that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. That's why Andretti, like many other Indy drivers, relies on Wynn's radiator stop leak. You can buy this same Wynn's radiator stop leak to protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It'll work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. Look for Wynn's where you get gas or service. Today is Armed Forces Day, set aside to honor this country's fighting men. Evangelist Billy Graham, recently returned from Vietnam, spoke of his admiration of today's servicemen to reporter Murray Burnett.
Dr. Graham, in your travels there, did you notice any spiritual movement in Vietnam among the people and even among the soldiers?
Yes, I think the morale is much higher than the average American here is led to believe. I think morals are much higher than, for example, Senator Fulbright indicated in a speech that he made. And I think that it's probably the most religious military force we've ever had in the field. The chaplains tell me that there's a greater religious interest among the troops, both Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish, than we have ever had in any military operation, probably in history.
That's a fantastic statement, and I'm sure that it's true. How do you account for that?
I think that the American young people today, and these are largely young people, are more religious today than any generation in American history. I think a great deal of the protest that we see and even the marching that we see is really a spiritual search. These young people are serious, they're idealistic, and they are searching for purpose and meaning in life.
General Westmoreland said today that he thought the peace demonstrations were really hurting the morale of the troops in Vietnam. How do you feel about peace demonstrations?
Well, I believe that the American people have a right to express themselves. This is part of our American democracy. But I think in a time of war, we go too far if we give aid and comfort to the enemy. And if we have strong feelings about the war in Vietnam, I think there are other ways to express it. There are channels that we can express it through, such as the ballot box, such as making representation to one's congressman or one's senator, making speeches and so forth. But these demonstrations, I think, have given comfort to Hanoi at this point. They're saying to Hanoi, America is divided. If you'll hold out long enough, you'll win. And thus, they're prolonging the war, causing more bloodshed, and this is precisely what the peace demonstrators don't want. They want to stop the war. At least that's what they say. And the majority of them do. Now, there may be a hard core in some of these demonstrations that would like to prolong the war. They want to stir up trouble wherever there's an opportunity to stir trouble up.
And in conclusion, Dr. Graham, do you despair, or that's probably the wrong word, but what is your opinion of our younger generation?
I think we have one of the greatest group of young people in America today that we've ever had in history. Properly challenged, properly motivated, properly led, given something to believe in, they could change the world.
Thank you very much, Dr. Billy Graham. This is Murray Burnett for NBC Monitor.
A stirring tribute to young Americans in uniform and their spiritual strength. Miss O'Brien?
The mailbox says O'Brien. Or do you want to bet I'm Cleopatra?
No, I'm from International Harvester, Mrs. O'Brien. About your Cub Cadet tractor.
Cash we paid. We don't owe you a nickel.
Just a survey. We say this is no toy, but a tractor built like the big IH tractors. You agree?
Huh. O'Brien should be built so good.
Which model do you have?
O'Brien or the tractor?
The tractor. 7 horsepower? 10?
12. With hydrostatic transmission. When O'Brien works, he wants it done in a hurry.
And what does he do with his extra free time now?
Like always. Me waiting on him hand and foot.
But his hobbies?
Just having me wait on him. And now that he's got that cadet, it's 15 or 20 more hours a week. So you get on out of here with your survey. I haven't sat down since he got it.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an International rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for operator 25. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Every day, TWA flies 7 nonstop jets to Los Angeles, one of the many cities in the wide, wide world of Trans World Airlines. New Jersey residents, the New Jersey Department of Civil Service announces the issuance of its May 1967 examination bulletin. Career opportunities in over 395 classes of positions in state, county, and municipal government are represented in a wide variety of occupations. Non-residents of New Jersey are eligible to compete in a number of these examinations. For a bulletin and application, contact the New Jersey Department of Civil Service, State House, Trenton, or your nearest New Jersey Employment Security office. Inquire soon.
Individually styled for spring, WNBC's programming is so well proportioned it fits everyone. Conversation, morning music, news, and more conversation. Why don't you try it on for size? WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Brad Crandall from Monitor, starting off this quarter hour with a look at the weather. In New York City, it looked as if it were going to rain on our parade for Armed Forces Day, but even though the barometer is falling, the prediction continues to be partly cloudy. Around the rest of the country, thunder showers from the southern Rockies eastward through the Gulf Coast to the South Atlantic region. Warm weather spreads over most of the western and north central states, while cooler temperatures prevail from the Mississippi Valley to the mid-Atlantic states. Tomorrow, more showers in the southern Rockies and eastward across the southern plains and mid-Mississippi Valley to the South Atlantic coastal region. Showers for the upper Great Lakes and the northern Rockies. In other words, most of America, rain.
The congressional hearings on automobile safety have made the public aware of this great problem as never before. The Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, longtime makers of Anco windshield wiper blades, arms, and refills,
are proud that their fine products are contributing so much to traffic security in America. ANCO's is the anti-wind lift blade with the exclusive patented airfoil that keeps the rubber snug on the glass in stormy weather, even at turnpike speeds. You can examine this new ANCO blade wherever you see the new big bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. If your wiper blades won't stop streaking your windshield, the rubber is dead from hot sun, wind, and road film. Ask the service station attendant to quick fit your car with a new pair of ANCO wiper blades. Or ANCO refills, saves you dollars, gives you a new sense of traffic security. Look for that bright yellow ANCO service cabinet. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Here's Gogie Grant with Monitor Music, a song about the sad plight of a young lady in love with a sailor, the sea.
My man is a handsome sailing man, the captain of his crew. He goes with the sea to distant lands, and he stays a year or two. I have his name, I wear his ring, but I found from the start, though I keep my vows and keep his house, the she-sea keeps his heart. Oh, the sea, the she-devil sea, my lover loves her better than me. By the sea, the she-devil sea, I weep for my love, and she laughs at me. Sometimes when he's sleeping in my arms, I hear the jealousy raging and wild. She raves and storms because he's here with me. And as he wakes, I kiss his lips, and his desire I stir. But with the dawn, he'll soon be gone, and he'll go back to her, to the sea. My lover loves her better than me. By the sea, the she-devil sea, I weep for my love, and she laughs at me. She laughs at me.
You can buy Miller High Life in one-way, no-return bottles, easy-to-store cans, or enjoy Miller on tap. But the most important pleasure of all is not the package, but what's inside. Buy or try Miller High Life any way you prefer, as long as you prefer drinking the very finest in beer. Just for a change, change to the beer with that extra special flavor. Miller High Life.
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. Next, Monitor Comedy Time with Nichols and May, brought to you by 1 Hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. If you're a woman, you can't buy a new outfit every time you go out, obviously. Nor a new suit if you're a man. But you can feel like it in clothes freshly dry cleaned by 1 Hour Martinizing. Martinizing is the modern method that refreshes and renews clothing in just 1 hour, yet costs you no more. And here's an important point to remember about franchised Martinizing. Your neighborhood 1 Hour Martinizing dry cleaner does all work right on his premises. Now that means he can give your clothing more attention, extra care, like thorough cleaning of cuffs and pockets, Special handling for sweaters. If there's a button missing, it's replaced free. Minor repairs are made at no charge. And, of course, there's never an extra charge for that prompt martinizing service. Everything comes back to you looking and feeling fresh and clean, like new again. Next time you have clothes to be dry cleaned, try one-hour martinizing, the economical way to enjoy that new clothes feeling. There are over 2,500 one-hour martinizing stores coast to coast and around the world. You know, one of the keys to a successful marriage, it's been said, is doing things together, which is fine if you both like to do the same things, such as going to costume parties in costume. But if your spouse likes that sort of thing and you don't, you're in trouble. As Mike Nichols and Elaine May demonstrate right here.
Edith.
Yes, I'm hurrying, dear.
Edith, come on. I have the car running.
I have to tie the sandals, and it's very hard because the leather is all stiff.
Well, why didn't you, honey... Well, no, why don't you just put on an evening dress and we'll go and...
It's a costume party. It's a costume party.
Oh, Edith, for crying out loud.
Oh, Harry, I have an immense stomach in my tunic.
Come on out for a minute. I want to see you.
Viola. Or Vala.
Edith?
Yes. Harry!
What?
You're in a suit.
Well, and I'm proud of it.
Harry,
what are you wearing?
You
Edith,
just go...
what is that you're wearing?
Harry, you just go put on your satyr costume, and I don't want to hear another word. I'm not going to go as a nymph alone.
Is that what you are, a nymph?
Of course I'm a nymph. I'm Diana, the huntress.
And what do you want me to put on?
Put on your satyr costume.
What, a satyr costume?
It's just a little goat skin and some sandals.
Oh, Edith, are you out of your mind?
Harry, you look very well. Everyone will be in costume and you'll be in a suit. You'll feel terrible.
Edith, I'm not going to go to Phil Castle's house dressed as a goat.
Harry, it's not a goat. It's a little goat skin that you wear around your loins.
My what?
Your loins.
Edith, I'm not going to wear any goat skin around my loins.
Harry, everyone is doing it.
I'm not going to go through traffic with goat skin around my loins.
You're wearing...
You'll be arrested.
Wear an overcoat, you fool. No one will see your legs are bare. You're in a car.
Edith, please, just put on a nice black dress and we'll...
Harry, everyone is in costume. Everyone. And I'm going to come as a nymph and you're going to be in a suit and I'm just going to feel foolish all evening. Every time there's anything, there's any fun or any kind of costume party, you just won't cooperate. You don't even dance with me.
Can't I just wear a satyr hat?
Satyrs don't wear hats. You have to wear a goat skin with a little wine thing around your waist.
Well, Edith, I don't know what to tell you. I can't get the top up on the car. I'm not going to drive
Phil through... Phil is coming as Play-Doh.
I'm not going to drive through traffic with any goat around my loins,
he
Edith.
Just has a sheet on.
I could never show my face downtown again.
Martin Goldstein is coming as an Indian, and he's just wearing a lot of feathers.
Martin Goldstein is a very fat man, and if he wants to make a fool of himself, he can. But I'm not going to... Edith, I'll never be able to show my face downtown again.
The spirit of the thing. If you just think about making a fool of yourself, you'll never have any fun. And I'm not going to either, because I'm going to have to go in a black dress and everybody's dressed as everything. Marie Antoinette and squaws and everything. And I'm the only one who's coming as a nymph. I might win the prize, but I can't go if you're not going to put in your satyr suit. So I guess we'll just stay home.
All right, where's the satyr suit?
Well, if it's any consolation, he'll probably be the only henpecked goat at the party. Nichols and May were also brought to you by Ford.
Sure, I need a new car, but I drive a car hard. I need one that can take it.
Now, there's a better idea from Ford.
A 68 idea at 67 prices. The 67 Ford. A car strong enough to go off the ski jump at Lake Placid and still ride quiet. And now's the best time to get the strongest Ford we've ever made. Yeah, your Ford dealer
has a better idea for sale.
Monitor Comedy Time with Nichols and May will be heard again tomorrow on Monitor.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archard, visiting Sharon Tate, exciting co-star of the Martin Ransohoff film, Don't Make Waves. But you do make them in the picture, Sharon. Great big ones.
Yes, but pretty gay ones, wouldn't you say, Army?
That I would. Fast-moving, sophisticated, Don't Make Waves is very funny. And best of all, seeing you on a surfboard, Sharon, is worth the price of admission.
Why, thank you, sir. I love being out in the sun.
And when someone asks how you get such a terrific tan?
Well, I tell them, join the Tannables. Use Coppertone. It really gives you a better tan.
Smart girl. Coppertone is enriched with moisturizers that make your skin more tannable. Keep it satiny smooth.
There's nothing like it. I agree when Vic Damone sings.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
A Coppertone tan really brings out the best in a girl.
Sharon Tate, you took the words right out of my mouth.
That's Milton DeLugge in the orchestra. Milton, of course, is the conductor on The Tonight Show, right here on NBC. Only that's television, of course, with pictures and things. That's called Penny Lane. And you are tuned to Monitor 67, which is your vantage point for the weekend scene. And I'm your host, Brad Crandall, inviting you to stay tuned right there for NBC News on the Hour. After which, of course, with the predictability which is so much a part of broadcasting, we'll be back.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Marge, where are you going in such a hurry?
Treasure driving.
Treasure driving? What for?
To win up to $3,000 playing Discover America with Citgo.
Yes, you can win up to $3,000 playing Discover America with Citgo at participating stations. It's easy. Just match the stamps to your Citgo money map. Play more than once. You could win more than once. But get a move on. Go treasure driving to Citgo today. Play Discover America with Citgo. Nothing to buy, void, or prohibited. Full details at Citgo.
Are you sure that your child hears as well as he ought to? It's a fact that a child may show signs of a hearing loss before he is 1 year old. He isn't too young to be tested. A child with a hearing problem will have a better chance if educational training starts as soon as a hearing loss is detected. If you suspect that your child doesn't hear well, no matter how young he is, consult your doctor or write to the New York League for the Hard of Hearing, 71 West 23rd Street, New York City.
Although he cuts them, Lee Leonard's listeners love his quipping technique. Afternoons at 1 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
The time now is 5 o'clock, time for late news.